Welcome to NoSpinHomilies.com. I invite you to join me to reflect upon the homilies of Father Dan. Father Dan will challenge us to open our heart, mind, and soul to the Word of God. Father Dan will draw upon sacred scripture, along with art, literature, and the lives of the saints, to help us grow in our love and knowledge of the scripture. In doing so, we can become the living Word of God in this world. Now it is my pleasure to present to you No Spin Homilies.
My friends, all three readings this weekend talk to us about the Holy Spirit. And how fitting, since in 2 weeks we are to celebrate Pentecost, the Feast of the Holy Spirit. So in some ways you could say our church is now whetting our appetite, so as to make us ready and properly disposed to celebrate the great feast of Pentecost. First, let us turn towards the Gospel. The Gospel of John, chapter 14, verses 15 through 21. Jesus says to his apostles, "And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate, so to be with you always, Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot accept, because it neither sees nor knows him, but you know him, because he remains with you and will be with you always." The Holy Spirit is the advocate, the Spirit of truth. The Holy Spirit is the divine power of God working in the church and in us. Later on in John's Gospel, chapter 14, verse 26, Jesus will teach the apostles. He will say, "The Holy Spirit will teach you everything and remind you of all that I have told you." The Holy Spirit will give us everything that we need to grow and live out our faith lives. A great example of the Holy Spirit at work in the church and through us is in the first reading with Philip in the Acts of the Apostles. Philip is evangelizing in Samaria with a great deal of success. Now, in order for us to understand the context in which this scripture passage is set in, we have to recognize the history here. Philip goes to Samaria because of the persecutions that are beginning to be stirred up in Jerusalem. Yet it is in Samaria that Philip enjoys a great deal of success evangelizing the people. What is even more surprising is that Philip is doing this evangelizing with success with the people of Samaria. Remember now, the Samaritans and the Jews hated each other for centuries. Yet, upon hearing the word of God preached to them, the Samaritans now lay aside the history of prejudice and hatred and now welcome the word of God and now the Holy Spirit into their lives when Peter and John arrive and lay hands upon them. One good spiritual lesson we can take from this: always keep your heart, your mind, and your soul open to the Holy Spirit working in and through you. What started off as a disaster in Philip's case turned out to be a success. Remember the story of Jesus when he goes back home to Nazareth. It said that he could work very few miracles there because of their lack of faith. Therefore, stay open. Keep your heart, your mind open to the work of the Holy Spirit in and through you. What you may see as a disaster in your life can be an opportunity to grow spiritually. And so Peter and John arrive, and they lay hands upon the people. Now this is similar to our sacrament of confirmation, in which the bishop lays hands upon us. At this time, the Holy Spirit descends upon the people and awakens in them the divine gifts from God. Paul refers to these gifts as charisms in the letter to Ephesians. These gifts given to us by God are not for our own benefit, but instead for the benefit of others. These gifts are freely received by us and now are to be freely given away to others. Paul writes in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 12, "The gifts given to us are to equip the holy ones," and that is us, "for the ministry of building up the body of Christ, the church." These charisms have been given to us for the express purpose of being shared. And why not? Isn't that the motivation by God behind giving us these gifts? There's a great story of St. Catherine of Siena, one of my favorite saints. St. Catherine of Siena lived in Siena, Italy, in the 16th century, and she had the great gift from God of being able to communicate with God. Her charism was mysticism. When she prayed, she was able to speak with God. Now, the people throughout the lands knew about this, and from time to time, they would approach her with a question to ask God. One time, the villagers approached St. Catherine with this question, "Please ask God, why are we made different? Why do each and every one of us have different skills and abilities? He is a great carpenter, but he's a terrible teacher. Yet she is a great teacher, yet she's a terrible cook. Now, he is a wonderful cook, but he can't carry a tune to save his life. Yet now, on the other hand, she has a beautiful voice. Ask God, why did he make each and every one of us different?" And so, St. Catherine did. And after 2 weeks of prayer, God finally answered her. And he said, "I could have made you all the same. I could have given you all the same gifts and skills and abilities, the same charisms. But if I did, you wouldn't need each other. Worse yet, you would live independent of one another. And so, I gave each and every one of you different skills, different abilities, talents, charisms, so that you may share them, so that you may depend upon one another, and therefore live with each other." So you say to yourself, okay, I can understand that. So how do I identify or recognize these gifts so that I can then begin to share them with others? Well, first, you must pray. Prayer is always important and essential. Through prayer, we open ourselves up to allow the Holy Spirit to awaken in us those gifts, and so that we may then begin to understand what they are and then to use them. A good prayer life, like the sacraments, are indispensable in our relationship with God. There's no way that we can say, well, you know, I pray maybe once a week, or I pray a couple times a month, but I'm in a good relationship with God. No, not at all. Communication is vital in any relationship. Prayer is communication with the divine. It is incredibly important. I often equate our relationship with God with a marriage between man and wife. A husband and a wife must be communicating always in order for their marriage to be successful. There's no way a husband or a wife can say to one another, you know, I talk to my spouse maybe once a week or maybe a couple times a month, but we've got a great marriage. It's strong. Well, no. That marriage is doomed for failure. If that's the length of the communication within that relationship, there's no way it's going to be able to last forever. Well, the same thing holds true with us and God. If we say to God, well, you know, I'm going to talk to you maybe once a week or a couple times a month or so, but, you know, I'm going to be in a good relationship with you, we're just kidding ourselves. If you look at any good marriage that lasts a long time, 25, 30, 40, even 50 or more years, the couple will always tell you communication is paramount. A couple in a good, healthy relationship will always be communicating every day, several times a day. They'll communicate their joys, their feelings, their thoughts, their emotions, their anxieties, their pains. They're always communicating. Any good, healthy marriage is one in which the spouses are always talking to one another. Same thing holds true with us. If we expect to have a good, strong relationship with God, we must always be communicating, always be praying. And so keep your heart, your mind, and your soul open to the Holy Spirit. Yet, we must also keep our eyes and our ears open also. Often is the time when we fail to see something that is right in front of us, and therefore we need others within our faith community to tell us what our charisms are and we must listen to them. Maybe someone will approach you after Mass, and they'll say, "Boy, you really have a beautiful voice." Well, they just identified your charism, your gift. Now go, join the choir, become a cantor, contribute to the vitality of the worship of the faith community. Maybe someone will come up to you and say, "Boy, you really have a gift with children, or you can really teach well." Well, maybe that's your gift, that's your charism. So go, volunteer in the school or the religious ed program and teach the children. It's important for us to keep not just our heart, our mind, and our soul open, but also our ears and our eyes. See, that's the reason why we must stay connected to a faith community, because it is in that faith community in which people can help us identify the gifts that God has given us. My friends, the Holy Spirit is the divine power of God working in and through us. Stay open to it always. And like Philip, we will do great things, things that we never thought were possible in the name of God in this world. And may the peace, the joy, and the mercy of God be with you always.